It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for March 25th.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Today's word is genuflect, spelled G-E-N-U-F-L-E-C-T. Genuflect is a verb. To genuflect is to kneel or nearly kneel on one knee and then rise again in worship or as an act of respect. In figurative use, genuflect means to be humbly obedient or respectful. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Wall Street Journal by John Anderson. Many of the people whom director Rob Reiner has throwing bouquets during this documentary, Steven Spielberg, Larry David, Jon Stewart, Conan O'Brien, and Sharon Stone among them, are all more famous than Mr. Albert Brooks, but genuflect before his comedic genius. Today we give reverence to the word genuflect, which comes from the late Latin word genuflectere, formed from the noun genu, meaning knee, and the verb flectere, meaning to bend. Flectere appears in the etymologies of a number of more common verbs, such as reflect, meaning to bend or throw back light, and deflect, meaning to turn aside. By comparison, genu has seen little use in English, but it did give us geniculate, a word used in scientific contexts to mean bent abruptly at an angle like a bent knee. Despite the resemblance, words such as genius and genuine are not related to genuflect. Instead, they are related, genius directly and genuine indirectly, to the Latin verb gignere, meaning to beget. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.